This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. President Biden setting a new goal for coronavirus vaccinations. Here's Terry Moore.
The light at the end of the tunnel is actually growing brighter and brighter.
The president spoke at the White House and said he aims to see 70% of adult Americans with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July holiday. He also wants 160 million Americans to be fully vaccinated by that time.
We need you. We need you to bring it home. Get vaccinated.
He noted a dramatic turnaround in the U.S. in a few short months. The president urged those who are hesitant to talk to their doctors and neighborhood pharmacists.
Go get the shot as soon as you can.
I'm Terry Moore.
COVID-19 elevated in southern Colorado, but the numbers are slowing somewhat. El Paso County reporting 199 new cases. Pueblo County, 58. 8 added in Teller and 13 in Fremont County. There are no new deaths reported in the past 24-hour reporting period for the four major southern Colorado counties. Coloradoans are showing support for the COVID-19 vaccine, according to data released yesterday by the Keating on-site Mellison, Colorado poll. 63% of those responded had at least one dose, 10% planning on getting it, 12% are not sure, 15 do not plan on getting the shot. Dr. Eric France with the State Health Department is continuing to urge those on the fence to get the shot.
I strongly encourage, of course, everybody to be vaccinated so we can get to a normal way of life.
And when it comes to the way Governor Polis is handling the pandemic, over 60% approve, 33% disapprove, 6% are undecided. Canyon City High School will hold virtual classes the remaining parts of the week this week because of surging COVID-19 cases. The school district announced yesterday that online classes will be held through the end of the week, and a decision on next week's classes will be made on Friday. All extracurricular activities at the school will be suspended as well. Advanced placement tests still being held at the school this week. Graduation ceremonies also still being scheduled for May 19th. The State Health Department is confirming that a case of the Brazilian variant of COVID-19 has been discovered in El Paso County. Let's get more from KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold.
The P1 version of the virus was reported last week. A spokesperson for El Paso County Public Health says there are likely other cases of the variant circulating in the area that have yet to be counted. The variant is thought to be highly contagious and could reinfect those who already had cases of coronavirus. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Denver Broncos right tackle Juwan James' time in Denver may be over. Team sources told ABC News and ESPN that James suffered a torn Achilles tendon in a workout today. Given James' injury occurring outside of the team's facility, it could be classified as a non-football injury, basing all of the salary not obligated to pay James for the Broncos, $9.85 million base salary. And finally, a Colorado man who is wanted on more than 100 sexual assault charges is in custody in Ecuador. Here's Taylor Summers reporting.
68-year-old Peter Detmer fled back in 2016 after he was released on bond in connection with a case in Golden. Detmer entered a not guilty plea in August of that year and then failed to appear in court for his scheduled trial date the following January. Authorities in Ecuador captured the suspect in the city of Cuenca back in April. Law enforcement officials in Jefferson County are now working to get him extradited. Taylor Summers, Denver.
Clouds broke up a little earlier today, giving way for some partly sunny skies, and another front is pushing in across northwestern Colorado. That will aid in the development of a few showers and thunderstorms across El Paso County and the Palmer Divide, and even portions of the eastern plains between about 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. this evening. No severe weather is expected, but some of these storms could still produce some gusty outflow winds. Overnight tonight, calm, partly cloudy with temperatures down in the 30s. We'll replace that with some partly sunny skies on Wednesday with highs back in the 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.